Yachting Monthly Podcast, July, Libby Purvis. From time to time, somebody with magazine space to fill will do a ring around, or these days a circular email, asking people to name their favourite book, film, beauty product, or London mayoral candidate. Within a companionable circle like sailing people, you often get willing answers. 23 years ago, Paul and I put together the Sailing Weekend Book, an update of the old weekend book series. And in one section, we asked distinguished sailors, among other things, what was the most useless thing they had ever bought for their boat. In those days, such queries didn't flood in as often as they do now, so the answers were pleasingly full and ferocious. The explorer Tim Severin thundered, "The services of a Baluchi cook." Robin Knox Johnston, not yet a sir, had profanities to utter about his useless outboard motor. And the great JDS, editor of this magazine, sadly said, "A wind generator would have been okay on a sandcastle." The winner of the Golden Lemon Award, though, for stupid yachting purchases, went to the late Blondie Hasler. His most useless was 20 gallons of semi-solid US Navy anti-fouling paint without its special thinners. I remember this questionnaire last week when a sister magazine asked me to name one luxury or piece of equipment which, irrespective of cost, I would love to have on the boat. This is not the same question as we asked in 85. The nearest to it that we got was, "What's one thing you would never go to sea without?" Answers to that varied from Michael Bentine's "A boat" to Hammond Innes saying, "My wife." Claire Francis wanted Nivea, by the way. But when now in my 50s I am asked what expensive item I yearn to have on board, I can't answer. I could go on at some length about useless items, but not about secret desires. The trouble is, we've got what we need. Not luxury, not a 100k plus boat, nothing flash. But the awful truth is that everything we honestly want is there within our 36 feet. At least it is now that Paul has gone mad and brought the chart plotter. We could have a better plotter, of course, but it would be too big for the space, so what would be the point? We could have a yacht 10 or 20 feet longer and a dinghy on davits and an onboard bath and microwave, but no. A bigger boat would just be more trouble. It would cost more to moor. You'd have to anchor that bit further out. We could get... I'll just look at the adverts. There's plenty we could get. Some of it we could even afford. But the dismaying fact is we just don't want it. There have been things we yearned for over the years. Not least a boat whose shape up forward meant that the anchor chain self-stowed without someone down there prodding it and getting all slimy. But we've now got one of those. The last huge luxury was the electric windlass. We've got the basic modern navigation equipment. Swank, swank, we have a water maker, because it happened to come with a boat. The sails are okay, nothing special, but okay. We changed the foam in the bunk cushions to be more comfy, and we have duvets. The stove works, if you remember the charcoal. My bunk light has been fixed now. There's a nice little clip for the spice jar. We put used matches in it. We've got a new boat hook. Everything's fine. We don't turn heads as we go by, but we are fine. Maybe that is the answer. Knowing when enough is enough. Look up the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. A book of verses underneath the bow, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me singing in the wilderness. Oh, wilderness were paradise enow. He goes on to muse about the battered caravanserai, which, frankly, is not such a bad description of boats like ours when they roost their winters away in remote yards. But he's right, old Omar. A GPS, a decent hull, and thou beside me tweaking at the winch handles. Once you get past the youthful stage of saving up for echo sounders and sails without holes in them, the only real luxuries you long for are the ones you can't buy anyway. Decent weather, good visibility, fair winds, pleasant crewmates, obliging harbour masters. But, remembering how polite and kind such giants as Knox Johnston and Severin were to us all those years ago, I cobbled up an answer. I told the questioner that I want Egyptian cotton sheets and duvet cover. The trouble is I also want a smiling laundress tucked up in the forecastle to keep them in peak condition, and there just isn't room. Not with the spare fenders up there. Nope, we're happy.